My guest at this time is Matthew Staver. He is the founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel, and he is also the lead attorney for Sandra Merritt, one of the two Center for Medical Progress employees who were surprisingly indicted by a Harris County, Texas grand jury on charges of record tampering, as well as a misdemeanor charge of trying to purchase aborted baby body parts. It comes as a shock to many in the pro-life movement who thought that Planned Parenthood should be the ones under the legal microscope, and Matt is here now to explain what's really going on. And Matt, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you. My pleasure to be with you.
Sandra Merritt, who goes by Susan Merritt, but Sandra is her real first name, was working with David DeLeiden, the head of the Center for Medical Progress here, to go undercover and do these videos of Planned Parenthood officials who, of course, were exposed as negotiating prices last summer for the procurement of fetal tissue. What is her reaction? What is your reaction to the fact that this grand jury in Texas, who was supposed to be looking at Planned Parenthood, ended up indicting DeLeiden and Merritt?
Obviously, it's outrageous and it's a shock to everyone. Here you have the district attorney that has been asked by a state representative to investigate Planned Parenthood, which is obvious what they're doing. They're under video. It's multiple times, multiple people, high level, high ranking Planned Parenthood individuals. They're talking callously about aborting baby body parts. They're talking about preserving certain fetal organs intact because they can get higher prices for them. And then they're talking about selling these body parts. So it's pretty obvious. And instead of indicting Planned Parenthood, the grand jury indicts David and Sandra, the individuals who were doing undercover investigative journalism, which was something that brought this to light. It's really stunning. It's frankly mind-blowing that you would have a turnaround of events like this. They're not the ones that should be indicted. Obviously, Planned Parenthood is the one that's committed criminal acts here, and they're the ones that should be indicted and having to reveal to the rest of the public the inner workings of Planned Parenthood, this brutal, barbarous kind of activity that Planned Parenthood is doing and being funded by state and federal tax dollars in the process.
What do we know about the Harris County District Attorney's Office?
Well, the Harris County District Attorney is an individual who is a Republican, appointed by Governor Rick Perry in this position. And when her husband passed, she was appointed to take his position, and then she ran for election and has won the re-election. We understand that she says that she's pro-life. The problem, however, is who's the one who's really involved in this? Now, she says that she screened off Lauren Reeder. Well, we have to take her word for that right now, but it really raises a big question. Why? Because Lauren Reeder was on the very board of Planned Parenthood that was being investigated by this grand jury. And I know, having seen how the inner workings of grand juries operate, you can indict a ham sandwich. So an indictment certainly is not a conviction, but it is dependent upon the kind of information that the prosecutor gives to the grand jury. This is not a typical question and answer, an adversarial process. The person who is the district attorney or the assistant district attorney has a lot of power in either giving evidence to give one side or withholding evidence to not give the other side. And they oftentimes will talk to witnesses before they make a decision whether to bring them before the grand jury. If they don't have information that the district attorney wants, they don't bring them. And if they have other information, they will bring them. And so they practice the questions. They know what they're going to say. So it's basically giving one side of a story without the other side represented. And certainly we need to respect the grand jury's process, but I do know that there are obviously situations where grand juries don't get all the information, and they're going upon the information that is being presented to them, which is a very narrow slice of the pie. That's why prosecutors need to be so ethically above board, so circumspect, and so careful to not try to lead the grand jury in one direction versus the other. I believe at the end of the day, these two individuals will be exonerated. There's no question about that. I think they'll have their day in court, and we look forward to that. Certainly, this is not going to silence them or anyone else for these kinds of bogus and, frankly, outrageous indictments that have just been handed down.
Both DeLeiden and your client, Merritt, are facing the felony charge of tampering with a governmental record. Essentially, the accusation is that they created fake California driver's licenses with the intent to defraud prior to their meeting at the Planned Parenthood in Houston. Obviously, you're still putting your case together, but what do you make of that particular charge? Why do you believe that's bogus?
Well, they were doing journalistic tactics like lots of journalists do. It's not just David and Sandra. This is something that has been done by journalists for a long time. And frankly, there is an exception to the so-called tampering with a government document, in this particular case a driver's license or anything else. And that is if the tampering with it is not to basically present the use of it the way that it's supposed to be used, then it's an exception. In other words, if you take a driver's license and you tamper with it and make it look like it's valid for you because you have had your driver's license revoked for a DUI or whatever, and you then present that as your driver's license to the police officer, knowing that you really have no driver's license, then that is what's covered by this situation. That is someone attempting to use that to be pretending that they have a driver's license to a police officer who's checking your driver's license when you're stopped on the road. That is the area of tampering. If you do something like this for investigative journalistic identification, which is what was done in this particular case, this was obviously not used to create fake driver's license for the purpose of showing that you have a driver's license. It was not presented as a driver's license. And in fact, this was basically a non-issue. I think that this indictment really goes beyond what the statute words say, or certainly the intent of the statute, and I think that's why this will be thrown out at the end of the day.
And Dalyden, of course, faces the misdemeanor charge related to purchasing human organs.
And you know, even on that, that's even more outrageous, because he's purchasing what? From whom? And the seller doesn't get anything to that effect. I mean, you have to have, if someone's going to purchase something, you got to have a seller selling something, and it's illegal to sell body parts. Now, think of this. Is someone going to videotape their activity, thinking that it's illegal, intending to commit a legal act, and then show that to the world? I mean, you have to have criminal intent in any of these situations. Why would they film this and show it to the world if they had any intent that they were committing a crime? Obviously, there's no criminal intent by either one of these, and that's why this is absolutely outrageous.
Matt, obviously this is a specific case, and we don't want to paint too broadly, but when you look at a case like this and a grand jury being impaneled for one reason and coming out with a reason, with a conclusion that we're seeing here, as you look at the big picture, the intersection of politics and justice, where do you think we stand right now in terms of the importance of a particular subject's politics and whether or not they get justice?
I think it's very scary right now. I mean, the judicial system has become very politicized, very captured by ideology. And so when you get into two different particular areas, abortion and the issue of homosexuality and same-sex marriage, it seems as though all of the common sense, all the logic, all the rules of procedure, frankly, the rule of law, just gets tossed to the side, and you have these outrageous, shocking situations like this right here. It's shocking to everyone because it shouldn't happen. What's driving it? It's not the rule of law. It's ideology and it's politics, and they should have nothing to do with the court judicial proceedings. When you ultimately mix ideology and politics with the judiciary, you're really messing up the system that the founders envisioned. And we ultimately, all of us should be concerned about that, because all of us lose our liberty. Because today it could be this political ideology driving this judicial situation, and tomorrow it could be something different, and it could be even absolutely the opposite. And none of that should matter. Politics, ideology, the controversial nature, none of that should matter. What should matter is the actual rule of law. So it's a scary situation to see these kinds of things occur.
Matt, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you, sir, for your time today.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Matthew Staver is the founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel, and he's the lead attorney for Sandra Merritt, the Center for Medical Progress employee indicted on a felony count by a Harris County, Texas grand jury. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.